I've worked on a few other historical projects through FORM and other curators, and so they invited me up to explore the local history of the SS Kumbana, knowing that I was going to be very excited about getting to delve into some old records, maybe find some old letters written by crew members. So they invited me up, and I conducted about 5 months of research on and off, coming up to Port Hedland, exploring the coastline a little. And it also ties into some of my other research where I'm exploring other shipwrecks around WA. So I was very excited to be offered the opportunity.
And you do this research and then you recreate something quite unique. And the type of art, how do you describe this, what you do?
Well, I come under the category of contemporary jeweller. So basically what I'm doing with my research is I'm putting together these concepts of the history I'm finding into wearable pieces. And I find it's important to have them as wearable pieces because it's like carrying a little memento of a time and a place. And I think jewellery is very important to individuals.
So you're all for wearing it. You're not just for putting it up on the wall or behind a glass cabinet.
No, you have to wear it. I mean, there's some precious things, but jewellery is to be worn, even if it looks fragile. Jewellers, we know what we're doing. It's sturdy.
What was striking for you about the story of the SS Kumbana? What went bang, that's amazing?
Well, I think deep down I'm very interested in urban myths and legends. I think that's because I grew up in England, surrounded by a lot of history and like local ghost stories and things. So I was really intrigued when I heard some of the stories from word of mouth that had passed around about the Kumbana. For example, I was listening into somebody talking about a story of a cursed pearl, which was allegedly on board the ship. So that sparked a whole chain of thought about how I could incorporate pearls into the work. And I read a passage that there was a picture of a ship in Marble Bar hanging on someone's wall, and at the time of the sinking, it turned upside down. So, yeah, I like work where there's a little bit of goosebump.
Well, I got the goosebumps. Actually, I got the goosebumps. When I walked in here for the first time, the first thing really I noticed was this series of pictures of ships, and they're all upside down. And the first thing I said was, why? And you said, that's something, the story you've heard, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's important, if I'm going to be talking about these histories, to provide a context, especially when they're in an exhibition, because it's important people understand the work and the event that I'm exploring.
The event that Helena Boguski is exploring is the disappearance of the SS Kumbana, a ship that went down, we presume, in a cyclone 100 years ago. And you talk about, we've talked about the pictures, the ship's upside down. Maybe describe this for us.
So I've taken a series of ship pictures that I found during my research. So they don't necessarily all relate to the particular time that I'm exploring, but they all reference a nautical theme. So beside each jewellery piece, I've positioned one of the upside-down ship pictures to provide a further context for the work and to provide the audience with the narrative of the work.
And I love this piece of jewellery. This is quite incredible. Describe that for us.
This is where I'm biased. I think this might be my favourite piece. So it's a Victorian souvenir shell purse. I work with a lot of found objects, and attached my own chain, which I fabricated, referencing the flags, which are referenced on the rigging on ships. And inside the purse, I've popped a secret little silk handkerchief with silk pearls stitched on. Because that could be the cursed pearl.
That could be. And here's some fascinating work. How on earth... These are rings?
Yeah, they're all rings. I allow myself to be a little more extravagant in my design for exhibition work. So they're quite large pieces to wear, and I've drawn on pictures of ships onto the top of the ring shanks, which is a process I really enjoy. I think it's important to keep making things where I enjoy the process, because that's a lot of what jewellery is about.
And how do you make a ring? Well, like you have.
Well, so mine are all made from the lost wax casting process. So I make my originals in wax, and they're all hand-formed. They are quite organic. There's not a straight line here. And you can see all of my fingerprints as well in the wax, and they're cast in the final piece. I feel that's part of my maker's mark. This range, I've included nautical colours. So So there's navies and turquoises and brilliant oranges, which I've found in my reference pictures of ships throughout the decades.
And the Kumbana, the references there to the Kumbana in some of these works?
Well, the overarching reference is the nautical theme and the shipping, because there have been so many shipping disasters. I don't think we can just acknowledge one off this coast. There have been so many, especially in line with the Titanic this year as well.
Isn't that interesting? And you've got this idea that the shipwrecks and all of this is something that you're going to maybe move with and develop your artwork around.
Yeah, I started in Shark Bay exploring. I was working up there on another project. I was walking along the coastline and I just couldn't imagine being one of the early settlers and being perhaps shipwrecked. So I started developing my own wearable tools that maybe tools that a jeweller might need if I was ever shipwrecked. So that's my starting point. And now I've started researching other shipwrecks along the coast.
It's amazing. And to think that, I mean, it's nice having a job that you can say is unique.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there'd be too many people doing exactly what you're doing. This is more than niche.
Yeah, I do feel quite lucky. I know I'm a bit obsessive compulsive when it comes to making it all work. And I know what I've got to do to make it a job. But I think it's definitely a viable career option. I enjoy the narrative, the unknown. And I think that's something I'll always enjoy whilst I'm working at my bench with my tiny tools, working away, that the unknown, I don't know who's going to end up with the pieces.